Okay, we got N9VSN. Mr. Paul, I know you said no traffic, but it doesn't work for me here. Do you have anything for the net, Paul?
No, other than, well, not really ham radio related, but I have twin daughters, and they both just had babies a day apart from each other. So that's both kind of a amazing little factoid there. And so, other than that, not too much news over here. And NVSN.
Okay, Paul, I called that ham radio adjacent, and you're going to have to repeat that again because that kind of floored me. Twin daughters, just had babies, how far apart from each other?
One came into the world on Friday, the 13th, which was a boy. The other came into this world on the 14th, and it's a girl. So my one daughter has three boys now, and my other daughter has three girls. And so the one, it was a little iffy there. At first with the boy because he took in amniotic fluid in his lungs. So he was in the hospital for a few days, but he's doing a lot better now. And so we're all kind of amazed over here.
Oh yeah, for sure. Who wouldn't be? That is awesome, Paul. Congratulations, and glad to hear the boy is doing okay. And that's really cool. Twin daughters, a day apart, two kids. That's crazy. Well, the kids are a day apart. That's really cool. That's really cool. See, it's not exactly ham radio, but it's ham radio adjacent. So we take it all. We like any information you're willing to share, for the most part. We don't want to know about your last colonoscopy or anything like that. But that kind of stuff, that is cool. Congratulations. Yeah, we had a little scare with my granddaughter when she was born 3 years ago because it turns out that the doctor that was checking her ultrasound did not check her ultrasound for a month after she had it done. And at that time when she had it done, her, what was it, placenta had died, I think. And my granddaughter was not getting any nutrition at all. She was starving to death for a month. And luckily, they figured it out and induced labor, and here she is today. So she's a little slower, you know, not slower. You can't tell. But at her age, she should be progressed a little farther. But she's great. She's great. We have a lot of fun, and you can't tell anything was an issue. But unfortunately, she could have liver problems later in life, they say, so we'll see. But Paul, congratulations again, and thanks for sharing. So that's really cool. Like to hear that kind of stuff. All right, anybody else? General check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.